Welcome to Torah Imecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Danielle Bloom, and today we will examine Parshios, Nitzavim, and Vayelech. As we head toward the conclusion of our journey through the Parshios of Devarim, we reflect on Moshe Rabbeinu's parting gift, a spiritual roadmap illuminating the core values of the Torah and a life well-lived. This roadmap, etched in the Torah, outlines the principles for a righteous society and personal growth. We've explored the virtues of hope, mission, gratitude, empathy, and lifelong learning, essential for building a strong foundation. Discipline and self-control, often misunderstood as mere restraint, are in fact tools for shaping our character and making us better people. The interconnected secrets of simcha and self-esteem, vital ingredients for a fulfilling life, are also revealed within the Torah's teachings. The Torah empowers us to navigate life's challenges and temptations, offering guidance on cultivating these virtues. Contemporary scholarship is only now unraveling the Torah's rich tapestry of wisdom, offering new perspectives on our people's legacy and unmatched historical achievements. This growing recognition highlights the Torah's enduring significance and points to the divine hand shaping our history. This week, we'll delve into additional profound gifts Moshe Rabbeinu bestowed upon us, tshuva and bechira chafshes, forgiveness and the power of free choice. Many people struggle with the challenge of perfectionism. Perfectionism is a personality trait characterized by a person's striving for flawlessness, setting unrealistically high standards for themselves, and being overly critical of their own or others' performance. While it can drive someone to achieve excellence, it often comes with negative aspects, such as excessive concern over mistakes, fear of failure, and chronic dissatisfaction with their achievements. This can lead to stress, anxiety, procrastination, and burnout. Perfectionism can hinder personal growth by focusing too much on the unattainable ideal of perfection, rather than embracing progress and learning through imperfection. On the opposite side of the spectrum, another great challenge that people face is becoming stuck in a fixed mindset, I am who I am, where they believe that their character, habits, or circumstances are unchangeable. This unhealthy belief can lead to a form of resignation, where individuals stop striving for growth or improvement, assuming that change is either impossible or not worth the effort. This attitude, studied by Carol Dweck of Stanford University, described fixed mindset as stemming from a fear of failure, a reluctance to leave one's comfort zone, or from past experiences that have reinforced the idea that growth is unattainable. As we have been discussing throughout Sefer Devarim, fortunately for us, our beloved Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu, in his final instructions to us, grants us the freedom from needing to be perfect and the knowledge that we do not need to be stuck in the past and can transform ourselves and our future. The perfect solution to both perfectionism and fixed mindset, tshuva. Tshuva teaches that change is not only possible, but integral to personal growth. The Torah emphasizes that every individual has the capacity for transformation, that no one is bound by their past, and that true freedom comes from believing in one's ability to evolve. Remaining stuck in a fixed mindset can trap a person in cycles of negative behavior or self-doubt, preventing them from reaching their full potential and from embracing new opportunities for spiritual, emotional, and intellectual growth. Breaking free from this limiting belief requires the recognition that change, though difficult, is a constant and essential part of life. It involves cultivating a sense of hope, self-compassion, and a willingness to take small steps toward improvement. Perfectionism and a fixed mindset can hinder our progress. Tshuva offers the healing power to overcome these limitations and reach our full potential. What is tshuva? Forgiveness is not only the act of forgiving yourself and others. Forgiveness is the act of letting go. To quote my brother, Rabbi Ben Zion Brody, tshuva is letting go of the past, letting go of shame, letting go of the need to be perfect, letting go of who you thought you were, letting go of the need for control, letting go of expectations from others, letting go of anger, letting go of hatred. It is the ultimate release. It is the ultimate liberation. It is pure freedom. Forgiving ourselves is key to growth. Self-acceptance allows us to confront our flaws with compassion rather than judgment. This self-reflection empowers us to acknowledge and take responsibility for our mistakes, leading to self-improvement. True self-esteem is not built on perfection, but on the understanding that making mistakes is part of the human experience. As David HaMelech taught, Chatasi Negdi Samid, my sin is ever before me. The awareness of our imperfections keeps us grounded in humility. It reminds us that as humans, we are inherently flawed. And that acknowledgement and acceptance of our flaws is actually the engine that can drive us to greatness. By facing our imperfections with courage and self-compassion, we develop resilience, strength, and wisdom. This week, in our parsha, in Perek Lamed, which is known as the Parsha Satshuva, we read the section of the Torah that focuses on the theme of repentance. In this parak, the root word shuv, which means to return, is repeated 7 times, emphasizing the centrality of returning to Hashem. One of the key phrases in this parak is v'hashevosa el levavecha, which is the first step to return to your own heart, to reconnect with who you truly are, your essence, your lave. When you return to your authentic self, it naturally leads you to turn toward Hashem, and in response, Hashem turns toward you. The verse, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, encapsulates this dynamic process. Malbim explains that all Hashem desires is to see us making an effort, taking that first step toward Him. When we do, He meets us halfway. We recommit, and He draws closer again, until finally we reach the stage of Ki Tashuv El Hashem, a complete return to Hashem. Tshuva is not an instantaneous act, but a gradual, ongoing process of continuously returning and reconnecting with Hashem. According to Ramban, the phrase V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha is one source for the mitzvah of tshuva, making tshuva a command. However, Rambam offers a different perspective. He asserts that there is no explicit commandment for tshuva in the Torah. Instead, the mitzvah relates to the act of vidui. So what does Rambam do with this mitzvah, with this pasuk, if it's not a mitzvah? He views it as a promise, a divine assurance that we will return to Hashem. It's not just a command, but a hopeful, encouraging promise that no matter how far we may stray, we are destined to return to Hashem. This promise infuses the process of tshuva with optimism and certainty, reassuring us that our efforts to reconnect with Hashem will ultimately succeed. On the surface, the concept of tshuva might seem puzzling. If a person commits a wrongdoing and simply apologizes, why should they be granted another chance? Imagine a criminal standing in a courtroom apologizing for their crime. Would that apology alone be enough for the judge to forgive them? Most likely they would still face punishment. So why, in the spiritual realm, does tshuva allow us to reset and start anew? The entire idea of tshuva is rooted in divine kindness. Rambam, in his work Mor Nevuchim, sheds light on this by explaining that it is the very nature of human beings to make mistakes. He writes, quote, "An individual cannot but sin and err. If then the individual believed that his fracture could never be remedied, he would persist in his error and sometimes perhaps disobey even more because of the fact that no stratagem remains at his disposal. If, however, he believes in tshuva, he can correct himself and return to a better and more perfect state than the one he was in before he sinned." Rambam emphasizes the importance of tshuva for human existence. Without it, we'd be trapped by our mistakes, leading to hopelessness. Tshuva offers hope, allowing us to not only correct our errors, but also reach a higher level. It's a tool for growth and transformation, a recognition of our imperfections, and an opportunity for endless growth. Tshuva is not an amputation, it's a transformation. We don't forget or bury the past. We learn from and build on the past. Through tshuva, we are forgiven and given the chance to refine our character, strengthen our relationship with Hashem, and become better than before. It's a divine strategy for human development, not just a second chance. It ensures we are never beyond redemption and can always return to our true selves. One of the psukim that is the source for the mitzvah of tshuva arises in our parsha in the following context. Ki ha-mitzvah hazos asharnochi mitzavecha hayom lo niflesi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. This mitzvah, which I am giving you today, it's not hidden from you. It's not far from you. Lo bashamayim hi, it's not in the heavens. Lo me'ever layam hi, it's not across the sea. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od beficha ubovavcha la'asoso. This thing is very close to you. It's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. The Chovos HaLevavos, a classic work of Jewish philosophy, teaches that emunah and tshuva are deeply intertwined, both rooted in the pasuk, ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. How can two seemingly unrelated mitzvahs be learned out of the same pasuk? I believe the answer is the following. Emunah in Hashem is the belief in Hashem's perfection. Tshuva, on the other hand, is about our imperfection. This duality makes emunah and tshuva two sides of the same coin. One side reflects our faith in Hashem's perfection and our trust in His closeness and support. The other side reminds us of our own imperfection, our need for tshuva, and the humility to admit when we have erred. The pasuk encapsulates this dual message. Keep both truths close to your heart at all times. The challenge of life is to move forward with confidence and faith in our ability to accomplish our God-given mission while simultaneously being aware of our own imperfections. The greatness lies in knowing that with Hashem by our side, we can achieve our goals, but along the way, we will stumble. The balance of this awareness is profound. We believe in our capabilities, yet never forget our humanity. This knowledge isn't theoretical. It's meant to inspire action. The pasuk continues, Beficha ubelvavcha la'asoso. It's in your mouth and in your heart to do it. Emunah and tshuva must guide our thoughts, speech, and actions. By embracing both our capacity to connect with Hashem and our need for continual self-improvement, we can live a life that is dynamic, filled with purpose, and anchored in humility. In essence, emunah and tshuva work together. Emunah provides the strength and optimism to move forward, knowing Hashem is with us, while tshuva gives us the humility and clarity to recognize and correct our mistakes. Both are essential for living a life of meaning, constantly striving to fulfill our purpose, with Hashem guiding us every step of the way. Now, we understand how someone who possesses a tshuva mindset is cured from both a fixed mindset and a perfectionist mindset. How? The fixed mindset says, I am who I am. The tshuva mindset says, That's who I was, but who can I be tomorrow? The perfectionist mindset says, I need to be perfect. The tshuva mindset says, it's okay and healthy to make mistakes. Modern psychological research teaches that this tshuva mindset is the key to not only a religiously fulfilling life, but also a happier life filled with fulfilling relationships. John Gottman, PhD, a leading marriage therapist, supports this idea through his research on married couples. He found that happily married couples do not necessarily avoid conflict or disagreements. In fact, many couples fight over the same issues for years, sometimes even decades, without ever resolving them. The difference is that these couples are able to forgive and move on, maintaining a sense of unity and connection despite the unresolved issues. Forgiveness and the realization that people aren't perfect allows them to prioritize the relationship over individual grievances, which strengthens their bond over time. The Harvard Longitudinal Study, one of the longest-running studies on human well-being, highlights this truth. It pinpointed the ability to maintain long-term relationships as the most important factor in determining longevity, health, and happiness. The key to these relationships is not the absence of conflict, but the ability to forgive both yourself and others for past wrongs and move forward. The science is clear. Tshuva, forgiveness, is crucial for long, healthy, and happy relationships. It creates space for love, connection, and growth, which are central to simcha. A life filled with grudges is weighed down by negativity, while a life guided by forgiveness opens us up to true joy and emotional freedom. Forgiveness allows us to maintain relationships, deepen connections, and enrich our lives. Parshas HaTshuva that we have been discussing leads us right into the next major idea in our parsha, which is the topic of free choice. The Torah tells us, Re'ei nasati lefanecha hayom, esa chayim vesa tov, esa maves vesa ra. See, I have set before you today life and goodness, death and evil. U'bacharta b'chayim l'man tichya ata v'zarecha. Choose life so that you and your offspring will live. Moshe is enjoining us to choose life, to use our agency and free will to choose a life that will not only bring us Olam Haba, but that will give us the best life possible in this world. Rambam tells us in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hey, Rishos l'chol adam nesuna, imratza l'hatos atzmo l'derech toba v'lios tzadik harishos biyado, v'imratza l'hatos atzmo l'derech ra v'lios rasha harishos biyado. Hashem gives each person free will. If he wants to choose to be righteous and to do good, he can. But if he wants to choose to do evil and be wicked, that's up to him as well. Al yavar b'machshavtecha, davar zeh she'omrim tipshei umos ha'olam v'rov gol mei b'nei Yisrael, shakadosh baruch hu gozer ala adam mitchilas b'riyasa u'liyos tzadik o rasha. Don't be foolish. Don't for a second think that Hashem decreed upon us before we were born what we will be, if we will be a tzadik or a rasha. Ein ha'davar kein, absolutely not. Ela kol adam roi lo liyos tzadik moshe rabbeinu o rasha ki rabba mochacha mosechel o rachman o achzari o kili yoshua v'chol shar kol adeus. Each person can become as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, as wicked as Yeravam, wise or foolish, cruel or kind. He himself decides. This is the foundational pillar of the Torah. In Rambam's words, davar zeh ikar gadol hu v'hu amar haTorah v'hamitzvah. Julian Rader's research on locus of control suggests a strong correlation between internal locus of control and happiness. This is a psychological concept that refers to a person's belief that they have control over their own actions. These people feel that they have a sense of agency and personal responsibility for their lives. This belief can lead to greater feelings of autonomy, competence, and self-efficacy, all of which are important factors in promoting happiness and well-being. To quote him, individuals who believe they have control over their choices in life tend to be happier and more satisfied than those who believe that they are at the mercy of external forces. So now, as we're discussing choice, let's bring tshuva and choice together. Exercising free choice is key to making change. We must confront and accept the reality of our present situation. As Stephen Covey wisely said, until a person can say deeply and honestly, I am what I am today because of the choices I made yesterday, that person cannot say, I choose otherwise. This insight speaks to the transformative power of taking ownership of our decisions. Yesh kone olamo b'sha achas means a person can acquire their entire spiritual world in one moment. Sha'a can also be translated as one turn. This isn't about a fleeting moment, but a decisive turn toward Hashem. Like adjusting an arrow's angle, even a small change can lead to a vastly different outcome. This applies to our lives as well. A single, sincere decision to change direction can redirect the course of our entire life, offering hope and encouragement that no matter where we are, we can transform our destiny. We must ask ourselves a crucial question. What action can I take right now to improve my life? This is where true growth begins. It may be as simple yet profound as offering a heartfelt apology, committing to personal improvement, or making a change in our lifestyle. Tshuva is choosing not to give up on yourself. This fits perfectly with Moshe Rabbeinu's message in Parshas Vayelech of Chazak ve'ematz, that he repeats to the people and to Yoshua. Stay strong and confident. People often say that they have lost hope. You can't lose hope. You can only give it up. Hope and tshuva are the backbone of a growth mindset that needs to be developed and nurtured over time. It's a choice to cultivate an understanding, not that our situation will get better, but that it can get better. Tshuva is Hashem saying, I will never give up on you. So then how can we give up on ourselves? Let me read you a letter that I read as a high school student 30 years ago that truly changed my life. It's a letter written by Rav Huttner, recorded in his Pachad Yitzchak in response to a Talmud who wrote to him about his struggles with his Yetzer Hara and who thought that he had given up on himself. Rav Huttner explains to his Talmud that the act of writing the letter itself is the greatest sign of hope. Here is Rav Huttner's response. It is a terrible problem that when we discuss the greatness of our Gdolim, we actually deal only with the end of their stories. We tell about their perfection, but we omit any mention of the inner battles which raged in their souls. The impression one gets is that they were created with their full stature. For example, everyone is impressed by the purity of the Chafetz Chaim speech. However, who knows about all the wars, the battles, the impediments, the downfalls, and the retreats that the Chafetz Chaim experienced in his fight with the evil inclination? Know, my friend, that the key for your soul is not the tranquility of the Yetzer HaTov, but the war against the Yetzer Hara. Your letter testifies that you are a faithful warrior in the army of the Yetzer HaTov. There is a saying in English, lose the battle and win the war. You surely have stumbled and will stumble again, and you will be vanquished in many battles. However, I promise you that after you have lost those battles, you will emerge from the war with a victor's wreath on your head. The wisest of all men said, the tzaddik will fall 7 times and will rise. The unlearned think that this means even though a tzaddik falls 7 times, he will rise. The wise know well that the meaning is because a tzaddik falls 7 times, he will rise. Please, don't picture to yourself that a gadol and his Yetzer HaTov are one and the same. Rather, imagine the gadolim at war with all types of base tendencies. You are one who was planted in Hashem's house, sharing in your suffering, confident that you will prevail, praying for your success. Yitzchak Huttner. Thank you for learning together.